Have you ever experienced that sudden flash of insight, that aha moment when a solution to a problem suddenly crystallizes in your mind? Perhaps you were taking a shower, going for a walk, or drifting off to sleep when the answer appeared seemingly from nowhere. This phenomenon, immortalized by Archimedes' legendary Eureka exclamation as he discovered how to measure the volume of irregular objects, represents one of humanity's most powerful cognitive abilities. In the Eureka Factor, cognitive neuroscientists John Kunios and Mark Beeman unveil the science behind these transformative moments of clarity that have driven human progress throughout history. Their work has revolutionized our understanding of creative insight, transforming what was once considered mystical into something we can scientifically understand and potentially enhance. Since its 2015 publication, this book has become required reading in innovation courses at leading universities and a favorite among creative professionals seeking to understand their own breakthrough moments. Helen Keller's world transformed at a water pump when she was 6 years old. Deaf and blind since infancy, she had struggled to grasp the concept of language despite her teacher Ann Sullivan's persistent efforts. As water flowed over one hand, Sullivan traced W-A-T-E-R on her other palm. Suddenly, Helen experienced what she later described as a thrill of returning thought, as she comprehended that these tracings symbolized the flowing water. In that transformative moment, Helen realized that everything had a name, and each name represented a concept. This insight gave her strange new sight, allowing a blind girl to metaphorically see the world through language. This powerful moment illustrates the two defining features of insight. It appears suddenly in awareness, without conscious direction, and it provides a fundamentally different perspective. Like the famous Necker cube optical illusion that can be viewed two different ways but never simultaneously, insight represents an abrupt shift in perception. When we're stuck on a problem, it's often because we're thinking about it incorrectly. The solution comes through restructuring, seeing the problem differently. While insight and creativity are often used interchangeably, insight is actually a special form of creativity, perhaps its very core. Rather than defining creativity merely as generating novel and useful ideas, which are subjective measures, we can understand it as reinterpreting something by breaking it into elements and recombining them in surprising ways. When this recombination happens instantly, it's insight. When it occurs gradually through methodical consideration of possibilities, it's analytic thought. Creative insight isn't reserved for the gifted few. It's a defining human ability that most animals lack. We experience insights when suddenly understanding how to solve personal problems, comprehending confusing explanations, or awakening with solutions to long-standing issues. These moments permeate our world through technological achievements and artistic creations. And many religions recognize insights as transformative windows to spiritual realms. A recent survey showed that by 2009, 49% of Americans reported experiencing a moment of sudden religious insight or awakening, more than those who hadn't had such experiences. As Oliver Wendell Holmes Sr. noted, a moment's insight is sometimes worth a life's experience. These transformative moments have become increasingly crucial in our complex world. Business executives identify complexity as their major challenge, with rapid changes rendering strategies obsolete almost immediately. Creative insight provides new vantage points that reveal unforeseen simplicity and opportunities amid growing complexity. With technology democratizing access to resources, those with the best ideas, often products of creative insight, have the greatest chance of success in our innovation economy. Insights follow a classic sequence: first grappling with a problem, immersion, then reaching an impasse or being interrupted, followed by a diversion or break, and finally experiencing the aha moment of illumination that reveals the solution. This basic pattern has several variations that illustrate insight's expanded perspective, sudden occurrence, reinterpretation of familiar elements, awareness of unforeseen relationships, subjective certainty, and emotional thrill. Consider Dr. Judah Folkman's revolutionary insight about cancer. While researching blood substitutes for the Navy, he observed that cancer cells in his experiment stopped growing at pinhead size and lacked blood vessels. This revealed that tumors need blood supply to grow, suggesting that controlling tumors might be possible by regulating blood vessel growth. The scientific establishment initially rejected this idea, clinging to direct approaches like surgery or chemotherapy rather than starving tumors. Sometimes, insights involve simple inversions that completely transform our understanding. On August 5, 1949, firefighter Wag Dodge faced imminent death as a wind-driven fire trapped his team in Man Gulch. While others fled uphill, Dodge had a life-saving insight. He lit the grass in front of him, creating a burned patch where he could safely shelter as the main fire flowed around it. This radical reinterpretation, seeing fire as both problem and solution, saved his life while 13 others perished. The other firefighters couldn't make this mental flip, continuing to flee instead. Insights often interrupt ongoing thought like volcanic eruptions, yet they're culminations of sustained unconscious incubation. Judah Folkman wasn't thinking about cancer when his breakthrough about tumor blood vessels occurred. These examples show how insights incubate unconsciously while we're engaged elsewhere, only to emerge unexpectedly, sometimes triggered by seemingly irrelevant stimuli. The emotional rush accompanying insights contributes to their feeling of certainty, even before validation. Nobel Prize-winning geneticist Barbara McClintock experienced profound insights that often leapt ahead of her field. When a postdoc's corn experiment yielded unexpected results, she suddenly jumped up shouting "Eureka!" after just 30 minutes of consideration. When colleagues demanded proof, McClintock couldn't immediately explain her process, noting, "It had all been done fast. The answer came, and I'd run." She trusted these subconscious solutions, saying, "I'm just sure this is it." We crave insights not just for problem solving, but for the experience itself, the exciting expansion of consciousness, knowledge explosion, joy burst, and certitude. As Carl Sagan said, understanding is a kind of ecstasy. Scientist Hermann von Helmholtz described his personal insight strategies, thoroughly immersing himself in problems until he had all its angles and complexities in my head, then allowing ideas to emerge during periods of physical freshness and quiet well-being, often while walking through wooded hills or upon waking. John Maynard Keynes observed the difficulty of escaping old ideas that ramify into every corner of our minds. This challenge is illustrated by the classic nine-dot problem, where people must connect nine dots using four straight lines without lifting their pencil. Most fail because they assume they can't draw outside the implied square. They need to think outside the box, which is the origin of this famous phrase. Our brains function like prediction machines, constantly anticipating what comes next and registering surprise when expectations aren't met. The N400 brainwave exemplifies how our brain protests when predictions are violated, showing a large response to unexpected words like dog in "he takes his coffee with cream and dog" versus minimal response to expected words like sugar. These brainwaves aren't just alarms, but critical signals helping our brains stay current and accurate. Young children sometimes solve problems better than older ones because they haven't yet developed rigid mental models. In one study, when a carton was presented as a container, younger children were more likely than older ones to repurpose it as a platform for a teddy bear to reach a toy. This conceptual freedom stems partly from their immature frontal lobes, which in adults limit the range of behaviors considered appropriate in given situations. Expertise doesn't mean thinking more or faster than novices. It means having a better mental framework. Chess grandmasters like Bent Larsen don't calculate more possibilities. they recognize meaningful patterns that tell them which avenues are promising and which to ignore. This pattern recognition allows experts to act quickly and effectively. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger's emergency landing of U.S. Airways Flight 1549 in the Hudson River demonstrates how expertise enables rapid assessment and action in crisis situations. As Sullenberger explained, he had been making small, regular deposits in this bank of experience throughout his career, enabling a very large withdrawal when needed most. Our mental frameworks allow us to automatically fill in missing information and navigate daily life using mental scripts, internalized sequences of expected events for familiar situations. Functional fixedness, while limiting creative problem solving, actually makes daily life manageable by preventing us from considering every possible use for every object. The mental box both constrains thinking and makes us smart by helping us stay one step ahead of reality. When our existing frameworks prove insufficient, insight allows us to break out and create improved mental models. John Kunios recounts how calculus suddenly clicked for him in high school. After extensive studying and a review session, the disconnected techniques suddenly unified into a coherent whole as he walked down the hallway. This experience raises fundamental questions about whether insights are truly sudden or if the feeling of suddenness is merely an illusion. We can contrast three approaches to problem solving using an election night metaphor. Analytical solving resembles watching election returns all evening. Information accumulates gradually until sufficient evidence produces a solution. True insight works like tuning in late to discover the winner suddenly. Unconscious processing occurs without awareness until the solution abruptly emerges into consciousness with surprise and emotional response. Pseudo-insight combines gradual accumulation with an emotional rush at the end that makes the solution feel sudden even though it wasn't. During the early 1990s, cognitive psychologists debated whether insight was truly distinct from analytical thinking. Smith and Kunios tackled this by examining insight's defining characteristic, suddenness. Their experiment with anagrams used a technique to prompt participants for guesses just before solutions emerged. The results definitively showed that with insight problems, people jumped directly from no knowledge to complete answers. Even an instant before realizing the solution, they have no partial information, confirming that insight is a unique cognitive process that produces solutions in a single bound. To study brain activity during insights, researchers faced a technical challenge. They needed to reliably induce many insights in laboratory settings, rather than waiting for spontaneous epiphanies. They used remote associates problems, like finding a word connecting pine, crab, and sauce. Answer, apple. These puzzles can be solved either analytically through methodical search or through sudden insight. After solving each puzzle, participants reported their solution method, allowing researchers to compare brain activity between analytical and insightful solving while keeping other variables constant. People's problem-solving tendencies revealed distinct patterns. Insightfuls made more errors of omission, letting time expire when no solution appeared, while analysts made errors of commission by guessing before time ran out. This validated the experimental technique and revealed a crucial truth. Analytical thinking works under deadlines, but creative insights cannot be forced on demand. They require flexibility and elbow room. The researchers employed complementary brain imaging techniques, EEG for precise timing of electrical brain activity, the when, and fMRI for precise locations of brain activity, the where. Their discoveries revealed that both hemispheres process language, contradicting classical neurology's view that only the left hemisphere handles language. Through studies using the visual half-field technique, they found the hemispheres stored different types of word associations. The left hemisphere is sharp and focused, strongly activating a few closely related words, like chair when seeing table. The right hemisphere is broad and inclusive, weakly activating many remote associations, like water for water table or payment for under the table. Since insights emerge from remote associations housed in the right hemisphere, researchers predicted this hemisphere would be the origin of insight. In visual half-field studies, participants viewed three-word remote associates problems followed by a fourth word flashed to either hemisphere. People recognized solution words faster when presented to the right hemisphere, but only when these solutions evoked an aha experience. This suggested that problems unconsciously activate potential solutions in the right hemisphere, which remain below awareness until given enough energy to emerge as insights. Sometimes isolating yourself from external stimuli is necessary for insights to emerge. As Pixar's John Lasseter and Pete Docter jokingly demonstrated with salon-style dome chairs, blocking out distractions can foster creativity. The brain achieves this inward focus in several ways. Just before an insight occurs, EEG recordings show a burst of alpha wave activity at the back of the brain, followed by gamma waves in the right temporal lobe. Alpha waves indicate neurons aren't actively processing information, like a car idling in park. This brain downshift into alpha precedes the gamma burst that marks the actual insight. Though seemingly paradoxical, temporarily idling part of the brain helps set the stage for creativity. The alpha burst represents a brain blink that briefly reduces visual input to minimize distraction, allowing attention to find and elevate unconscious ideas into awareness. This happens automatically about a second before insights emerge, too quickly to be generating new solutions from scratch. The solution must already exist unconsciously when the blink enables its discovery. Similar effects can be achieved through sensory restriction, like showering, explaining why many report shower insights. Or more extreme measures, like writer Jonathan Franzen's technique of typing in darkness while wearing earplugs, earmuffs, and a blindfold. Pasteur's claim that chance favors only the prepared mind suggests a specific brain state that inclines one toward insight. The anterior cingulate, located in the middle front of the head, monitors the brain for competing ideas, especially quiet, non-obvious ones. When active, it creates the insight mindset, openness to a broad range of potential solutions, including shy ideas that might otherwise be overshadowed by more obvious ones. In contrast, the analytic mindset occurs when the anterior cingulate is inactive, creating mental tunnel vision where obvious ideas dominate. Many creative breakthroughs occur during or shortly after sleep. Paul McCartney woke with the melody for Yesterday in his head, while pharmacologist Otto Loewi's Dream revealed an experiment that would win him a Nobel Prize. René Descartes conceived analytic geometry while lying in bed watching a fly. Sleep incubates ideas by removing mental blocks through fixation forgetting and highlighting remote associations through memory consolidation. Otto Loewi's dream-inspired experiment in 1921 resolved a fundamental neuroscience question. Scientists knew neurons were separated by tiny gaps called synapses, but couldn't determine if signals crossed these gaps electrically or chemically. Loewi dreamed of an elegant solution. He prepared two beating frog hearts, stimulated the vagus nerve of one to slow its beating, then transferred liquid from around that heart to the second heart, which also slowed. This proved neurons release chemicals across synapses rather than electrical signals, a discovery that earned Loewi the 1936 Nobel Prize. Sleep promotes insight by removing mental blocks and bringing out remote associations embedded in memories. Through memory consolidation, sleep not only stabilizes memories, but transforms them by highlighting hidden relationships. For example, people who nap are better at recognizing implied facts, like inferring Tom is taller than Steve from a series of height comparisons, than those who remain awake. Incubation doesn't require sleep. It can occur during waking breaks from problem solving. A grocery clerk who couldn't fix her spray bottle suddenly had the solution while ringing up purchases. A comprehensive meta-analysis by CO and Ormerod confirmed that taking breaks from problems does increase solution likelihood compared to continuous effort. The Zeigarnik effect shows that interrupted tasks are remembered better than completed ones. Building on this, researchers discovered that unsolved problems create special, easily retrieved memories that energize associations related to the problem. This sensitizes you to environmental cues that might trigger insights, a process called opportunistic assimilation. When you encounter something remotely associated with an unsolved problem, it can activate subconscious ideas that emerge as insights. Taking breaks reduces the influence of misleading information or mental blocks. Research shows breaks are most effective when timed right at the point of impasse, not too early before fully grasping the problem, nor too late after unproductive thoughts become entrenched. To maximize benefits, change your mind by thinking about situations far removed from your current context. Positive moods facilitate creative insights, as demonstrated by inventor Jerry Swartz, who conceived the handheld laser barcode scanner while playfully entertaining his children with a laser pointer. Though Swartz had previously contemplated scanner miniaturization, the breakthrough came during a relaxed, happy moment. Beginning in the 1980s, psychologist Alice Eisen demonstrated that calm happiness improves creative problem-solving, regardless of how the positive mood was induced. Teresa Emma Bile's extensive workplace study confirmed these findings, tracking 222 employees across 7 companies who documented 364 breakthrough ideas. The research revealed that increased happiness strongly predicted creative breakthroughs in the following day or two. Anxiety narrows our attention like a spotlight, demonstrated by John's experience witnessing an armed robbery where he could only focus on the gun, not the assailant's face. This weapons focus evolved to help humans concentrate on immediate threats, and mild anxiety can help with analytical tasks. However, this tunnel vision prevents us from noticing potentially useful peripheral information. Research shows that mood affects how we process visual information. Those in positive moods tend to see overall patterns, the forest, while those in negative moods focus on details, the trees. Cognitive psychologist Adam Anderson's research showed that positive moods broaden both perceptual and conceptual attention. Happy participants performed better on remote associates problems because their wider attentional scope helped them make distant connections. In Mark's laboratory experiments, participants watching comedy clips showed a 63% improvement in solving remote associates problems, specifically through insight solutions, not analytical ones. Horror film clips increased alertness but decreased insight solutions. Using fMRI, researchers discovered that only one brain region, the anterior cingulate, was activated by both positive mood and preparation for insight, making it the neural gateway connecting positive emotions to creative problem solving. The anterior cingulate helps our limited brains prioritize information by monitoring for conflicts between competing responses. When facing problems, we can use either a winner-take-all strategy, letting the strongest, most obvious solution dominate, the analytical mindset, or the Robin Hood strategy, allowing weaker, less obvious solutions to emerge, the insight mindset. A positive mood energizes the anterior cingulate, enabling it to detect subtle alternative solutions. Though positive mood enhances insight, many highly creative people experience periods of anxiety or depression. This apparent paradox has practical implications. Depression focuses the mind on detail-oriented rumination, which benefits writers who must obsessively develop consistent characters and worlds. These analytical periods are punctuated by insights during temporary positive mood upswings. For average people with less extreme mood fluctuations, this principle suggests strategically using different emotional states. Seek happiness to spark creativity, then embrace mild anxiety to critically refine your ideas. Sometimes we can sense an idea lurking just below consciousness, ready to emerge, a phenomenon cognitive psychologists call intuition. This awareness of information's presence without knowing its content has a strange subjective quality. William Rowan Hamilton experienced this before his mathematical breakthrough about complex numbers while walking along Dublin's Royal Canal in 1843. He described an undercurrent of thought preceding the moment when an electric circuit seemed to close and a spark flashed forth. Intuitions can be studied in laboratory settings despite their fleeting nature. Arthur Reber investigated this by having participants identify letter groups generated by different rule sets. Participants improved at distinguishing between family A and family B letter patterns without being able to explain the underlying rules. Remarkably, when instructed to consciously analyze the patterns, they performed worse than when using passive intuitive guessing. When stuck on a problem, intuition can guide whether to persist or abandon your efforts. Judah Folkman exemplifies this. As a young Navy surgeon, he observed blood vessels growing toward tumor cells, an observation others had ignored. Despite ridicule and funding challenges, his intuition told him to persist with his angiogenesis research. His brain sensed solutions were brewing before they consciously appeared. Janet Metcalf's pioneering research showed that with analytical problems, people gradually feel warmer as they approach solutions. With insight problems, however, they don't sense proximity until just before the solution appears. This suggests you can't judge how close you are to an insight until you've already reinterpreted the problem, unlike analytical thinking's well-marked path with clear milestones. Research using remote associates problems reveals we can intuitively sense whether a problem has a solution even when given only 1.5 seconds, too little time to actually solve it. People perform better than chance at judging solvability, suggesting solutions are sometimes unconsciously activated in our minds before we're consciously aware of them. Our facial expressions both reflect and influence our intuitions. Research shows that when people encounter solvable word problems, smile muscles subtly activate. With unsolvable problems, frown muscles tense. Remarkably, artificially inducing smiles makes people more likely to believe problems have solutions, while forced frowns produce the opposite effect. Intuition is fragile and easily crushed by analytical thinking. Research shows people have better intuitive judgment when they passively observe word triplets rather than actively trying to solve them. A positive mood creates space for intuitive thinking by signaling safety, while negative moods trigger analytical vigilance. When feeling secure, we're more willing to trust subtle impressions and take cognitive risks. Intuitive ability represents a distinct form of intelligence separate from analytical thinking. Scott Barry Kaufman's research reveals significant individual differences in intuitive capability that aren't strongly correlated with analytical intelligence. Intuitives tend to be impulsive thinkers with high openness, focusing on patterns and feelings rather than analytical reasoning. While many programs claim to enhance creativity, few have scientific evidence supporting their effectiveness. The handful of legitimate studies focus on teaching people to scrutinize their preconceptions, the mental boxes that limit thinking. For example, reframing "the slowness of elevators causes complaints" to emphasize "causes complaints" transforms an engineering problem into a psychological one, leading to the mirror solution. A completely different approach involves directly stimulating brain areas involved in insightful thought through transcranial direct current stimulation, TDCS. Researchers Chi and Snyder found that stimulating the right hemisphere while inhibiting the left substantially improved insight problem solving, boosting success on the nine-dot problem from 0% to 40%. However, much more research is needed before determining when this technique might be helpful versus potentially harmful. You can design an environment conducive to aha moments by applying research findings. Creative insights flourish in a brain state characterized by remote associations, broad flexible attention, abstract thought, positive mood, psychological distance, and a promotion orientation. Physical space matters. Expansive surroundings with high ceilings broaden thinking, while small windowless offices constrict it. The ideal creative environment is open, airy, soft, rounded, and calm, with relaxing colors like blue and green rather than emergency colors like red. Dim lighting works by obscuring visual detail and shifting thought toward abstraction. Greg Swartz, innovation director for Ping Golf Equipment, demonstrated how to deliberately create conditions for insight. On his porch outside Phoenix, he created an ideal environment. Comfortable chair, familiar background music masking distractions, gazing unfocused at the starry sky into infinity. Rather than pursuing thoughts methodically, he allowed them to meander and collide. Golf clubs, trampolining, systems, rotation, figure skaters pulling in arms to spin faster, hammer throw. This mental wandering led to his breakthrough insight about changing the golf club system closer to the hand rather than the club head. Our brains have a default state network that activates when we disengage from our surroundings to consider psychologically distant inner worlds, past events, future possibilities, others' thoughts, precisely the mental conditions that prime insightfulness. This default state helps propel nascent ideas into consciousness and imparts creative momentum that persists even after re-engaging with the world. However, this state is fragile and easily punctured by modern life's constant demands for attention. Our addiction to stimulation, hyperconnectedness, and relentless productivity has created an environment hostile to the quiet introspection needed for creativity. Helen Keller's journey illustrates the transformative power of insight. Beyond her famous water pump revelation, she experienced another breakthrough when Anne Sullivan touched her forehead and spelled think on her hand. In a flash, I knew that the word was the name of the process that was going on in my head. This was my first conscious perception of an abstract idea, Keller wrote. These insights empowered her to explore an expanding realm of ideas, conquering the world by the power of mind, as Mark Twain observed. The power of the insightful state isn't restricted to the privileged few. It's available to everyone who creates the conditions for it. Create the state. It's the empire of the future.